Life Audio.
Welcome to the Crosswalk Devotional. We're glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is contend for the faith. We'll return with this devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Contend for the Faith, written and read by Emma Danzi. Jude 3 says, "Dear friends, although I was eager to write to you about the salvation we share, I found it necessary to write, appealing to you to contend for the faith that was delivered to the saints once for all." The book of Jude was written by Jesus's brother, Jude, who became a believer in Jesus as his Savior after the resurrection. Jude wrote this small yet profound book of the Bible. He cared for the Christians who were being deceived and invaded by false prophets and false teachers. This book is rich in its call to us to contend for the faith. Christianity is under attack daily because Jesus is the Savior, and all who do not follow him are opposed to him. In Matthew 12, verse 30, Jesus says, "Anyone who is not with me is against me, and anyone who does not gather with me scatters." What does contend mean? Contend is not a word that many of us say on a regular basis. Webster's dictionary defines contend as a verb meaning to strive or vie in contest or rivalry or against difficulties, struggle. Jackie Hill Perry mentions in her study, Jude Contending for the Faith in Today's Culture, that contending was what was done in the time of the ancient Olympics. They were told to struggle for the wreath of victory. In our contending for the faith, this means that there is going to be a real struggle, hard work, focus, and determination. A spiritual battle. Ultimately, we can only contend well with the help of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this darkness, against evil, spiritual forces in the heavens." On our own, we will tire out. We will become weary. We will fail. However, when we rely on the power and the filling of the Holy Spirit to guide us to live like Jesus today, he will enable us to make decisions we could never make on our own. He will steer us away from sinful behaviors. He will lead us to the lost to share the gospel. And he will help us to grow in the knowledge of the love of God. A culture growing numb. I fear that we are seeing the effects of a culture that is growing numb to the gospel. People who seemingly have it all do not see their need for a Savior. People who can get anything they want delivered to their doorsteps within a few days do not like to grow in patience. People who cannot handle differences of opinions and end up folding to make uncommon struggles normalized. People who care more about their sexual preferences than guarding the innocence of children are loud. People who have hatred and racism in their hearts against other people made in God's image. People so self-focused on social media that they miss loving the people around them in real life. people who are so consumed with materialism that they contend for the American dream instead of God's dream for them. The list can continue. If we are honest with ourselves, we have had some or all of these thoughts or actions in our sinful nature too. You might be asking, where is Jesus right now? If you are a believer in Christ, he lives in you. He is actively pursuing people in this lost world, but many are being deceived by false teachers who sneak into the church. We must be on our guard, know the Bible for ourselves, and live in the power of the Holy Spirit to share the gospel with a hurting culture. It is messy, challenging, and tiring. However, we are encouraged to contend for the faith. God has promised eternal life to all who believe in him. And as we are on the earth, living out his purposes for us, he is reminding us that he is real, that he is faithful to keep his promises, and that he is always with us. Intersecting faith and life. How have you been contending on behalf of standing for the gospel of Christ? In what ways can you ask the Holy Spirit to help you to live for him in a culture that is actively against Jesus and his Bible? Further reading, Isaiah 40, 31, Jeremiah 17, verse 7, and Philippians 1, 6.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey, Ted, what do you want to do today?
Well, Ashley, I've always got work to do, naps to take. But I have a better idea. How about we invite everyone to listen to the Team Us podcast?
I love that idea. Let's do it right now. Hi, everyone. We're Ted and Ashley Slater, and we'd love for you to join us as we talk about teamwork in marriage.
We share how grace, commitment, and cooperation can help couples live the everyday moments of marriage together.
To listen, go to lifeaudio.com and search for Team Us.